From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Patty Patient in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The kids at Mira Circle had been silent for nearly 2 minutes. 2 minutes is, when you are 11 and you are stuck on a problem, a very long time. It feels longer than 2 minutes. It feels like an hour. It feels like everyone at the table is judging everyone else for not yet having an idea. And it feels like the right thing to do is for someone, anyone, to say something, even if the something is wrong, just to break the silence. Mira had been about to say something wrong on purpose. She had drawn a breath. She had been about to say, maybe the answer is just two, which she did not actually believe, but which would have ended the silence. That was when Patty Patient appeared. Patty Patient was a small, calm woman with gray-streaked hair and a deeply unhurried smile. She did not seem to be from any particular country, and she did not seem to be any particular age. She was simply there, on the screen, looking at the four kids around the table. That's a good silence, she said. Mira blinked. What?
That silence you all just had. It was a good one. You were thinking. Don't be in a hurry to break it. The break should come when one of you has an actual idea, not when one of you decides the silence is too uncomfortable. The four kids looked at each other. How did you know I was about to say something wrong on purpose? Mira asked. Patty Patient smiled. Because I was 11 once, and I had the same job you have now, the job of running a circle without letting it get too quiet. Except the job isn't actually that. The job is letting it get as quiet as it needs to be. She paused. Try again, she said. Be quiet for as long as you need to be quiet. I'll count. If the silence stretches too long, I'll come back and we'll talk about why. But I don't think it will. She faded. Mira was not sure what to do with this. The four of them, Mira and her cousin June and her friends Bex and Sam, sat at the table. Nobody said anything. Mira looked at the iPad and waited for the timer to appear, but there was no timer. Patty Patient was just gone.
The silence began to feel less uncomfortable. It felt, after another minute, almost interesting. Mira could hear the refrigerator humming. She could hear June's pencil tapping on the table. She could hear Bex breathing slowly, the way Bex breathed when Bex was thinking. She let her brain do the thing it did when it had been still for a while. It started slowly to notice patterns in the problem they had been working on. The problem was about three friends sharing a pie in an unusual way, and the unusual way had to do with the fact that the friends did not all eat at the same speed. Mira had been trying to figure out who got the most pie. She had been trying to figure it out fast. The trying fast had not been working. Now, in the silence, she noticed something. She noticed that the question was not who got the most pie. The question was at what time each friend stopped eating. And those were different questions. The first question was the obvious one. The second question was the actual one. Oh, she said out loud. June looked up. Oh, what? The question is when they stop, not how much they get. Why does that matter? Because if you know when each one stops, you know how long each one ate. And if you know how long each one ate and how fast each one ate, you know how much pie.
Bex frowned. Sam looked at the ceiling. June looked at Mira and then looked at the paper. Oh, June said. The three of them started working. Patty Patient did not come back yet. By the time the circle solved the problem, Mira had figured out something else about Patty Patient. She had figured out that Patty Patient was not actually a character in the circle. Patty Patient was an idea about the circle, wearing a face. The idea was, silence is part of solving hard problems. Silence is not the absence of work. Silence is sometimes when the work happens. The pressure to fill silence is one of the main things that ruins circles. If you can teach kids, and Mira realized she now was one of the kids being taught, to sit in silence without panicking, the silence becomes useful instead of scary. Patty Patient was, in other words,
the gentle anti-pressure that made the disappearing trick of Circle Circe actually work. Circle Circe could fade, Tortoise Hare could argue, Echo Edie could rest. But if nobody had taught the kids to sit with the silence between those moments, the whole thing would collapse. Patty Patient was the person who taught the silence. When she reappeared at the end of the circle, after the kids had solved the pie problem, Mira said, "Patty, you're not really a character, are you?"
Patty Patient considered. "I'm a person," she said, "but I'm also a habit. The habit is harder to teach than the person. So I show up as the person, and the person teaches the habit. And eventually, you stop needing me to show up." "Will I stop needing you to show up?" "Yes. Not all at once. Over a long time. The signal you'll notice is that you'll start letting silences happen in your circle without rushing to fill them. When that starts happening, I'll show up less. When it's fully a part of how you run circles, I'll be gone."
"That sounds lonely." Patty Patience smiled, slowly, deliberately. "It's not lonely. It's the work succeeding. You don't keep training wheels on a bike once you can ride. The bike doesn't miss the training wheels. The bike just rides." She faded. The four kids stayed at the table for a long time, not saying much. Nobody felt the old itch to fill the quiet. Mira noticed her shoulders had come down from around her ears, and her breathing had gone slow and easy, and she felt calm and safe and happy in a way she couldn't quite name. It was a good silence, and for the first time, it felt good.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Patty Patient. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.